This recording, Iran 15, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onuroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Comma Gets a Cure. Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a super private practice in North Square near the Dock Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising, because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Comma, comma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administrated ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. "I can't imagine paying so much." But Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure.
Yeah, I because my father was a producer in radio and theater, and he was an actor before the revolution happened in Iran, 1979. And after the revolution, he couldn't work anymore because of the political stuff. And from that, they told me that I was on stage when I was 2 or 3 years old, but I can't remember definitely. Yeah, and I was in a radio and to announce some title. I don't know, when I was very young, I think 4 or 5 years, definitely I couldn't remember. And after that, I really like to go and study theater and be in art. But like most of the family in Iran, we have to be engineer, doctor, or lawyer. These are very important jobs in Iran. But I accepted to be an engineer, but I told my family that I hate that I don't have any talented in to become engineer. Please let me to go to university and study theater. And they let me, and I went and study theater. But when I was in high school, the beginning of high school, yeah, it was my dream to be an actor.
Salam, man Aida hastam. Emruz hava kheli khube va دیگه کم کم بهار رو میشه حس کرد. مرسی.